All right, 3 o'clock. Good to have you guys with us. You just heard Jeremy Otto reference some of the fan stuff from yesterday's split with the Buccos. We wanted to have a conversation with you, the fan. It was a bizarre situation yesterday. It was. Especially, I didn't have it on my bingo board for a reliever to take a swing at a fan but still be allowed to pitch. The security guard backed up said pitcher who swung on fan to toss out the fan. So, look.
And you weren't at home either. No. You were on the road.
Where is the line in 2025 when you guys are at games? You know, how far do you think you're entitled to take it? Now, we don't have what was said. And does Tommy Pham have a history of being a nut? Yes. But three fans got tossed. And when I say Tommy Pham is nuts, I'm saying he literally argued with his own teammate, Jock Patterson, fantasy on football? The field about fantasy football.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's insane. He has threatened to fight or gotten in fights every year. The point I'm making is, like yesterday when the reliever swings on the fan and then the fan like celebrates, it's like, okay. But we've seen this in the past few years. Russell Westbrook, that club, you know, tunnel and confronting a fan. You had DeMarcus Cousins fight a fan in Puerto Rico the other night. That didn't go well.
Kevin Durant and the fans right before the game.
So I just want to know, what do you think is acceptable? And when you're at games, do you ever look around at the behavior and cringe? Do you ever look around and go, okay, hold on. Now, I'm not saying say anything. I don't know that you can say anything in 2025. That's like honking your horn on the road, you're asking to get shot. When you sit there, though, and you watch human behavior at sporting events, do you feel like it's getting a little bit much? Yeah. I guess is kind of where I'm arriving at. Because it does, Rico, to your point, it does feel like we are now in this filming society where fans are filming everything in the hopes they get a rise out of some. I don't know.
Yeah, I went viral. I got arrested. I got kicked out. Look at me. Because I want to know too. I mean, if you're one of those people who go to games, what is the point? Like, what is your end game when you walk into the stadium or the arena or the court? What is it that you hope to accomplish? Is it just getting thrown out? Is it just making that person angry and frustrated? What's your end game? Because, man, last time I checked, you're not on the team.
I also don't know what adult actually heckles people.
And it's not the booing or cheering.
That's not even heckling. That's being a fan.
I'm talking about when you feel like this is open night and you know, you're at amateur night at the Apollo and you're on the main stage and you feel the need that I got to be funny and I got to do this and I got to come up with all these witty comebacks. Why? What's the point? Was that what you went down to the game for, to be that guy? Because we've
I'd love to know that guy. I don't know. I'm actually siding with teams across sports now. It's like, yeah, you're not going to do this. You're out of here. And I'm fine with it. And look, I've always been very like pro fan as far as like fan rights. And I think fans get screwed. I think they get screwed on ticket prices. I think they get screwed on seat licenses. I think fans are actively getting screwed on the price of watching sports. We'll get to that later. I try to approach it from a fan perspective. But I'm actually at a point now, it's like when you see all the viral videos and you see people acting a fool, like I'm actually good if the team just threw them out on their ass. Like, I don't care. Now, again, I don't know the specifics of yesterday, but yesterday is a simple microcosm of a macro issue. It feels like fan behavior. Because, Rico, I said this and you were like a little surprised. And I know you kind of went back, watched some stuff, read some stuff. Like, fan behavior at NFL games is grotesque.
Yeah.
League-wide, it's gross.
No, you're right.
I just wonder, what do you, like you put it, when you go to games, do you look at your fellow fan and go, Jesus, can someone taser this guy? Or do you like the more Thunderdome approach to it?
No, I'm more of the, we can have some fun, and you could be the opposing fan. Like at the NFL games, it's more, you know, it's the battle royal. We're going to fight this out in the stands. I don't care who wins on the field, but you're going to know I kicked your ass. It's like, I'm not trying to get tossed out of here. Just relax. We don't play. You paid a lot of money for this seat. Turn around. The action is there. But for a lot of people, it is. I got to show I'm Tommy Tough Guy. I got to show I'm a better fan than you are. You don't get a trophy for that. You don't get an award for that.
I don't like fans interfering with stuff. We saw that the other day at Comerica, and the fan, I assume, got kicked out. Half an idiot. The ball's going down the line. It's in play. What are you doing, man? Yeah. What are you doing? And for stuff like that, and honestly, the chirping of a player, like, I don't know. I don't mind a little ball breaking, but clearly something went awry yesterday.
Right, but to me, that's something that has been going on every inning after inning, and it's like, okay, enough. Just let it go. He heard you. We get it. No, I gotta own this guy.
Okay. I will say this, and it's like, I mean, it's like, it's part of the reason I'm yet to take my niece and nephew to a game. A, me going to a game's a pain in the ass because it's just not fun. Like, it's like, yeah, I mean, I'm always cool with people, but like, I would like to just sit there, you know, buy ice cream cones for the kids and relax. And it's like, I do think about taking your kids to a game and you see the way people behave. That's a challenging parental moment.
That's where I would go,
oh boy, do I really want to do this?
Mm-hmm. A lot of explaining in the car on the way home.
Especially the NFL. I don't know that I'd be bringing young kids to
the
NFL.
I didn't realize it was that bad in the NFL. I mean, until I actually saw some of those videos, like, oh.
Oh, dude, I've already had a million people, like buddies of mine or like even friends of mine in New York, like, oh my God, I'll come out for the Lions game when the Giants are. I'm like, well, first of all, that's like saying you want to watch your grandmother get hit by a car. The Giants are going to lose by 30. You want to see Nona get run down? Second of all,
Nona can move very fast.
Yeah. Nona's about to be 6 feet under. Second of all, no, I wouldn't come into Ford Field with a bunch of opposing colors on. Lion fans are going to get after you. It's just like
now. It's not like the old days at the Silverdome. No,
that everybody, including you, has explained what the Silverdome used to be as complete WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. Upper deck. The game is out of hand. Just turn around and look up.
248-539-9797. David, I'm sorry I cut you off. Go ahead. You had something you wanted to add to this?
No. Yeah, I was definitely going to say, having kids, younger kids, it is a challenge. You have to pick and choose when it's time. Because I had opportunities when they were young to go to Steelers, Browns in Cleveland, though. And that was the only way I was going to be able to go is maybe to take my kids with me. And my wife was busy. And I'm like, you know what? I can't do this. I cannot subject them to that crowd with Steelers stuff. I just couldn't do it. It's crazy nowadays. The days when I was young, and yes, I used to do it when I was a teenager. I used to do it when I was in my 20s. Boo players. But that's as far as I would ever go, is boo players.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But that's right. They're not yours players. So, yes, you boo them, but then start to talk about them and their family and their wife and all. Like, whoa, what are we doing here? Nobody came. I didn't pay $200 to watch you at open mic night. How about you sit down and let me enjoy the game?
It's just a wild environment. And I don't know when it shifted. I don't know when it shifted. Is it because of social media? I think it is
because all of a sudden a clip goes viral and now you.
Okay.
I promise you, the four people who got tossed out the game are bragging at their jobs. You know that was me.
Well, like, look at the story I told you guys on air. I mean, I went to game 5 of the NBA Finals last year. Okay. And it was awesome. But there was a confrontation two rows in front of me because a guy decided he wanted to stand throughout the whole game, film everything. I don't know if he was FaceTiming or what he was doing, but he was holding his phone up and yelling into it. And you could see he was like looking at himself. Look, and people got after him like, dude, just sit. I mean, it's game 5 of the final. Mm-hmm. Celtics trying to win a championship here. Like, everyone's in the moment. And there was a confrontation. Mm-hmm. I'm not here for that.
Because he's live streaming the game.
But I'm just like, right. I don't want to be, and I didn't say anything. I'm the last guy who's going to do that crap. Because the minute you step in, you end up in a newspaper. Not doing it. I'm just sitting there. Let other people.
Detroit sports radio host.
Right.
Attacks fan. Right.
Like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to do that. It was just like, why are you behaving this way? My point is, it doesn't matter what sport.
David is right. This is the least most controversial person in public. He wants nothing. You know what? Let's just go. Let's just leave.
Yeah, it's just not worth it. It's like road rage.
Mike, we could take him, man. No.
No, why would you do that? It's pointless. It's like road rage. Who wins? Nobody.
Come on, Mike. We could take him. Don't let that walker fool you.
Right. And it's like, yeah, real win. Rico Beard beats elderly man with own oxygen tank.
he asked for.
Right, exactly. Your mother. 248-539-9797. We'll get some of the calls. And we do have an usher at one of our local arenas on hold. He'll be first out of the chute. Okay. I'm fascinated for his perspective.